Maria, M-A-R-I-A, Navarro, N-A-V-A-R-O. H-1538. This is a very pale 84-year-old Hispanic woman with a history of stroke, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinency. Patient does not have a PEG tube. Patient eats very little, high risk of aspiration, has left-sided weakness, period. Any paragraph, patient's family states that she's been losing weight rather quickly on a regular basis. She's currently on hospice with history of congestive heart failure as well, and he's being evaluated for face-to-face. Today's the 13th, by the way, still. Patient has a history of osteoporosis, hypertension, coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, neuropathy, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, and dementia, period. Patient's medication that was reviewed today included Coreg, Fosamax, multivitamins, Losartan, Neurontin, aspirin, Norco for pain, metformin, Zocor, and trazodone, period. In the paragraph, patient's blood sugar had been stable. It was 98 this morning. Patient is not responding to deep pain. Patient only responded to deep pain. She's been widowed for 11 years now. Family history is most significant for throat cancer, period. As I mentioned, she's totally and completely ADL dependent and bowel and bladder incontinent. She wears a diaper, does not have a PEG tube. Patient continues to lose weight, continues to have aspiration syndrome, developing contractures about the upper and lower extremity on the left side. She appears very anemic. Erythrocytes 94% and pulse is 110. Patient continues to deteriorate as far as her eating is concerned with protein, calorie malnutrition and aspiration syndrome consistent with end-stage stroke. Overall prognosis remains quite poor, period. As far as the sacral decubitus is concerned, I explained to the family that because of inability of the body to assimilate and lack of protein in her diet, she probably never heal her ulcers at this time. Patient does not have a Foley catheter but wears a diaper. Overall prognosis remains quite poor. Thank you.